Breakout River Meats, proud supporter of Mornings with Matt White and the Wandering Bear podcast series.
Which is hosted, of course, by Duncan Chubb. Thanks to Breakout River Meats, 100% Australian meat, locally produced from Cowra, New South Wales. We talk rugby and Dunks on the line. Good morning, mate. When we spoke last week, you were preparing to catch up with Laurie Fisher for your podcast. How did that go?
Mate, he absolutely exceeded expectations, and my expectations were high going in. I didn't realise he is largely responsible for putting a lot of the programs that the Brumbies have in place. He's been there since, I think it was 2003, 2004, with his first stint. So he's been there a really long time. And look, mate, there were so many takeaways from the conversation. I think I mentioned it to you last week. He didn't actually want any questions sent to him, which is extremely unusual in this world from what I've seen. And we just had a chat about coaching, rugby, life. And, mate, I've listened to it three times already and taken a ton of notes because... there is some gold in there.
Well, I'm not surprised, mate, because he's such a character. He's very, there are those layers there, obviously, but he's such a character and he looks like a character. He acts like a character. And I'm looking forward to getting a lot of those stories on the Wandering Bear Sports podcast series. Just a couple of quick ones just around the Wallabies in particular. So Japan on Saturday, can we keep this winning run going? You like what you've been seeing for the Australian rugby team?
Mate, I do, and I think we can, but I wouldn't underestimate Japan. If you remember in the last World Cup, they beat pretty much everyone in their pool. The last game they played was against the British Lions, I believe. So they'll be good. They would have been training pretty hard for this. It's at home for them. So I think we'll win, but I don't think it will be as easy as people might think it will be.
Yeah, and we don't know what happens with Quade Cooper after this one, because obviously the Wallabies head off to the UK for matches against Scotland, England and Wales next month, but Cooper may end up being prevented to go because of his Japanese club. They're not obliged to release him, so we don't know if Quade Cooper will continue, and if he doesn't, then that may be the end of Quade's Wallabies career. So we'll have to keep our eye on that one. Good on you, Dunk. We've run out of time so quickly. We'll catch it all on the Wandering Bear Sports, see you, mate, Sports Podcast Series. Thanks to Breakout River Meats, 100% Australian meats. Time for the news.